Now, the Celtic manager has, well, he's facing the press for the first time today after announcing yesterday, Ronnie Deila, that he's not going to stay in the job beyond the end of the season. No great surprise, there had been some speculation, but joining us now to have a chat about that, about the possible contenders and on the impact it may have on one or two men from Northern Ireland, is the Sun's sports writer, Mark McIntosh. Mark, good morning, how you doing?
Not bad, how's yourself?
Good, yes, I can't complain. Ronnie Deila, no great surprise, Mark, that he's not going to stay on the job, first of all.
No, he's been dead man walking for a long time now. I think it's more to do with the fact that when a push came to shove, he just didn't cut it, you know. I think most managers would fancy the chances of winning the league with Celtic at the moment, certainly with Rangers not in the top flight just this moment. But when it came to big European games and cup semi-finals, he didn't do it.
And is it his fault, Mark, to be blunt? Is it him or is it the players?
I think it's a bit of everything. You know, I don't know whether, you know, the club necessarily backed him financially. You know, so he wasn't able to bring in maybe top-notch players. That said, I think he should still be doing a better job with what he had.
And I saw Neil Lennon on Sky the other night. He was asked before Ronnie had said that he wasn't staying on whether he'd be interested. And then Neil played the party political diplomatic line and said he wouldn't want to speculate in any manager's job while that manager's still in the job. But obviously Neil came out then last night or this morning and has indicated that he would have an interest in going back to Celtic.
Yeah, I think it was probably within about 3 seconds of the announcement, Neil Lennon said that he fancied the job.
Well, took him 2 seconds to type the tweet.
Indeed. I have a funny feeling it may even have been saved. yeah, look, it makes perfect sense for Neil, certainly. You know, he had great success there before, and, you know, European success is such a big thing for Celtic, and, you know, Neil Lennon was able to give them nights like beating Barcelona. I don't think any Celtic fan will ever forget that. I don't think any Rangers fans will ever forget that either. But yeah, it makes perfect sense for Neil, and it probably makes a lot of sense for Celtic, but, you know, there'll be no shortage of people wanting that job.
Yeah, and the bookies, obviously, even before Ronnie went, had their book open on who it would be. Obviously, one of the big impacts on us is that there's always speculation about Michael O'Neill and his future. Now that he's taken Northern Ireland to the Euros, depending on how we do, his stock could rise even further. And obviously, Michael, as a man from Northern Ireland, is always going to be associated with that Celtic job anytime it's up and running, and with his experience as well. What do you think? Any chance?
I think there is a chance. You know, if you look at it, like I said, European football is such a big thing for Celtic. And Michael's managerial career has been made on European football, both with Shamrock Rovers getting them into the Europa League group stages for the first time ever for an Irish club, and also obviously what he's done, obviously getting Northern Ireland to the Euros. So it does make sense. You know, most of his playing career was in Scotland. He lives in Scotland. He knows the Scottish game inside out. And I know for a fact that he's got a couple of big admirers on the Celtic board. That said, you know, his stock's probably never going to be higher than it is now. And maybe there's a bigger job around the corner, just not necessarily a bigger club, but in England, I would imagine. I think if Michael O'Neill was to walk away from Northern Ireland after the Euros, it would probably be for a big job in England.
And as you say, like, obviously, Celtic and Rangers are both big clubs, and they're big clubs sitting here in Belfast looking across because of the historical allegiances and alliances that they've had with Northern Ireland. But for a manager, is the Celtic or the Rangers job, especially in the seasons that are coming for Rangers, is it a big job? Would you be more likely to go to a Celtic than you would to an Everton, for example, if Martinez doesn't last, or God forbid, I'm sorry for mentioning that, Mark, trying to take Villa back up into the Premiership? I know you're a claret and blue man.
I am, they're both huge clubs. The big thing is, though, it's obviously it's the league, and it's whether Michael O'Neill or any, you know, Neil Lennon's already shown that he can do the job. He wants to do the job. Michael O'Neill, I think, definitely fancies his chances of getting the job in England at some stage. And I just don't know if the move to Celtic would necessarily just be the right one for him. It's not quite the right fit, I don't think. And, you know, but that said, you know, it's easy for some people to say that maybe it's not a great league, but if you're offered the Celtic job, it must be an extremely difficult thing to turn down.
I heard a great line this morning with Chris in our Sports Bulletin. I think we played a clip of Charlie Nicholas recommending Roy Keane for the job, and I think he said that Roy may not be great on the tactics, but he'd clear them out.
I think he certainly would. But you know what? I think you need a bit more than that. Again, that's fine, actually, you know, if you want to go and win the league with Celtic. But again, you know, it's about much more than that now, and I think it takes a wee bit more than that for management. And you know, as fun as Roy Keane may be for something like that, I don't see it.
He's maybe a good number two to go in and do the shouting, good cup, bad cup.
Exactly that.
Yeah. And it's his current boss, Martin O'Neill. Any possibility? You know, we're talking about a couple of people that might go back. Would Martin ever go back into that job?
I don't think so. I think Martin's a bit more clever than that. You know, a lot of people say you never go back. It makes a lot of sense, like I say, for Neil Lennon. You know, Neil Lennon's a very good fit for Celtic. And, you know, Martin O'Neill had unbelievable times there. But I think he'd rather just leave it at that.
Hmm. Right, when you're here, Northern Ireland, I'm assuming, are you going to?
I am.
The tournament?
I am.
And are you excited? Are you all packed? No chance of you sustaining a late injury and not getting, no?
No, I hope not. You probably scuttered me there. I can't wait. It's just, you know, I'm still pinching myself. Can't believe that what we've done. But, you know, we're going not just to make up the numbers. I've got a feeling we're going to qualify out of that group.
Yeah, and what about the buzz even off the field amongst your peers in sports journalism game and those guys that you supported football with for years? Like, I saw something in one of the magazines last week, and it had a little pull out and a little rag out of how Northern Ireland done in every European Championships from it started, and obviously it was Northern Ireland did not qualify. Euro 2016 qualified. You know, it is history.
You saw that maybe in the sticker album. That's it.
Panini or one of those, was it?
The Panini sticker album, that's it, yeah. You know, we're even getting excited about stickers. And that, you know, I'm 36 years old and I'm getting excited about that. So it just tells you everything.
I always thought you were older than me.
I must get some of the mirrors you have in the house.
Some of those old pictures. Mark, you know what, here, can I wish you all the best. We're all looking forward to seeing how Northern Ireland and the Republic do, and we hope they both do as well as they can. Do you think we have a realistic chance of getting out of that group?
We do, definitely. The fixtures have fallen well for us. You know, you want to get points in the first couple of games and playing Poland and Ukraine first before we have to play Germany. I think the best thing could happen.
Yeah. All right, well, hopefully you're right. Mark, thanks very much as ever for speaking to us. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again plenty with all the good football that's coming up.
All the best.
Cheers, Mark.